If you know that God is your source.
He is our source.
And He is always ready. He's always on. All
That's
He's
right.
waiting for is for you and me to get in agreement with Him about
That's
what
right.
the Word says. And it'll come to pass.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland and her special guest, Pastor George Pearsons, for week two of their teaching on Another 10 Days of Prosperity. Get ready to receive today's message, Our Source of Supply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have our special guest with us today, Pastor George Pearsons from Eagle Mountain International Church. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's
Welcome,
so good to
George.
Be with you this week. We had a good week last week.
We did.
We're talking about prosperity,
That's
aren't we?
That's one of my favorite subjects.
Oh, boy. I'm excited about this week. You know, we're going through another 10 days
another.
Of prosperity. We started with 10 days of prosperity last year. Then we did 10 more days of prosperity. And now we're doing another.
So this is actually our 21st week of prosperity.
21, I think
21.
We're up to.
We'll be...
We'll have a lot of prosperity going on around here.
Glory to God.
And before we get into the Word today, though, I wanted to remind everybody that all of the notes, praise God for the notes, all of the notes, which include all the scriptures that we're talking about, lots of statements that we have written down, all of these notes are available to you on kcm.org.
Yes.
And just go to the home page. You'll see a great picture of Gloria and me on there smiling at you. And just click on to where it says Pastor George's Notes, and you can download all of these. You know, the last time we did this, Gloria, we had over 30,000 people download these notes.
And
Isn't
George
that wonderful?
So graciously has given everybody permission to preach this.
Preach them.
Glory to
preach
God.
Preach them.
You
we
know,
have
that's
a,
awesome. We don't know how many churches took hold of that.
I was talking to a pastor just a couple of weeks ago. They're using them for their offerings in church. I was
Good.
Talking to, well, I received a note from someone that said they're going to start a Bible study with these notes.
Praise God.
So all of these notes that we are going over, I must say this, that over the past 35 years that I've been with you and Kenneth, you've taught me everything about prosperity. And really taking what you guys have taught me and putting them down onto these notes, capturing those thoughts yeah. and those teachings, I am so thankful for what you gave to me and to Terry, and we are a prosperous family because
Amen.
Of it.
Amen, and we're thankful to get it back. Now
and
it's all coming back
It's all
to
coming
us.
Back.
Hallelujah.
So today, this is day six.
Praise God.
Day six of another 10 days of prosperity. And let's open our Bibles, first of all, to Psalm 23. And as we're preparing to read Psalm 23, we're going to read to you a prophetic word that Brother Copeland gave during the Washington, D.C. meeting of 2010. And this has to do with 2011. Mm-hmm. And so the title of that prophetic word is, What About 2011? So let's begin there, Gloria. We'll take
okay.
a look at that. Let me read this to you. And again, there is one particular phrase that we're going, or a section here that we're going to talk about today concerning this. Now it says, What about 2011? What is in store? What is God saying about it? It will be a time of changes. It will be the best of times. It'll be the worst of times. The biggest amount of change will come in the harvest.
Hmm.
What is harvest to one man is judgment to another one because both of them are manifestations of seed. Isn't
That's
that interesting?
Right. That's very well said.
Seed grows up and becomes. And
yeah.
when the wages of sin or the harvest of sin is death, you just stay with it and it will kill you. That's pretty
That's
straight,
true.
Isn't it?
That's true.
The sower sows the word. Well, the harvest of that is abundance and plenty, the hundredfold return. And here is what I heard the Lord say. For those who insist on compromising the word and insist on it, I'm not talking about the world. I mean, that is the way they do all the time. Sinners sin. You understand? That's what they do best.
That's right.
But I'm talking about people who have an allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ, born again children of God who continue and insist on compromising the Word.
My.
Ah, yes, Brother Copeland, I know the Bible says that, but you just don't understand my situation. Yes, Brother Copeland, I know the Bible says that, but you know, I believe it'll be all right with the Lord. Those who insist and persist in disobedience and compromising the Word, whatever you compromise to keep, you will lose it. And the difference is, in 2011, in many cases, it'll be taken from you right before your eyes.
That's some kind of word.
That's really strong.
Wow.
And of course, it's not God that takes it from you. It's the devil. He's the thief. He has come to steal and kill and destroy. God is not taking things away from you. The devil takes them and blames it on God. He will get preachers to preach that to you, but it isn't true. Now, for those who insist on keeping the love commandment at any price, and those who insist on living by faith and giving God praise and glory, everything is going to be all right. That's what I heard the Lord say. Everything is going to be all right. Everything all right. I like what Kenneth said here. It's going to righten up.
Isn't that good?
Straighten up.
Glory to God.
Don't look to the government for your supply.
Well,
now, Gloria, this next section here that's highlighted on our notes, that's what we're going to talk about today. Don't look to the government for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. No, pastors, don't look to your congregations for your supply. Jesus is our source.
Jesus is our source.
The blessing of Abraham is our supply. Praise God. The Word is our supply. Amen.
That's right.
Now, to walk in that, oh my goodness, you're going to have to pay attention. You're going to have to listen on purpose. Take time to pray and listen to God. Jesus said, I only say those things I hear my Father say, and I only do those things I see my Father do. Not that should be all of us the same way. Now, what we see someone else do or hear someone else say, we take a message someone preaches, we take the written Word of God as the very Word of Jesus, the very Word of the living God. It is God speaking to me. But there are moments and times when you need to just hush and quit trying to make up and do all your own praying all the time. Be quiet and say, Sir, what should I say at this moment? What should I do? My ears are open, my eyes are open, and I am listening.
Praise God.
Now, again, they can get this Word online, print that out, and read it over and over again. But today, Gloria, we're going to talk about this highlighted point. It says, don't look to the government for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. Pastors, don't look to your congregation for your supply. Jesus is our source.
Jesus is our source.
The blessing of Abraham is our supply.
The blessing is our supply. That's powerful.
It is powerful.
The blessing of Abraham is
our supply. And the Word is our supply.
That's right.
And so
that's so good.
That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about our source of supply. You know, this Word said, don't look to the government. And so many people are looking to the government, aren't they?
They are.
They're looking to the government for their supply.
And the government doesn't have any money.
They don't. That's the truth. That's the truth. It said, don't look to other people for your supply. Pastors, don't look to your congregation for your supply.
Right.
You know, it's wonderful about being in this ministry as long as I have been. I have never, ever seen you and Kenneth go to a congregation and make that congregation your source of supply.
That's right.
Congregations have given and blessed this ministry, but you have never, I thought about this phrase the other day, if you don't give, we're going off the air. I don't think I've ever heard
that.
We're doomed. I've never heard that from Kenneth Copeland.
No, you've never heard that.
And you never will.
That's right.
It says, Jesus is the source of our supply.
Hallelujah.
The blessing of Abraham is the source of our supply, and the Word is the source of our supply. Our God is our source.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, when we first started out, we had to believe God for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't anybody here around that you could depend on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to look to the Lord.
You had to look to Him.
So we were raised this way on the Word of God.
Yeah, from the very beginning.
From the very beginning as we begin to learn to walk by faith and hear Brother Hagin teach you about faith in the Word.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's awesome.
Absolutely.
There's no limit to it. You can do whatever has to be done can be done by faith, if it's according to the will of God, can be done by faith in God's
That's
Word.
That's right. And that brings such great peace when we know that God is our supply. He's our supply.
And it's a mistake for people to... Of course, a lot of people just don't have a clue about that.
Right.
And so they look to natural things like Social Security, and then when that becomes threatening, well, then they just think, what are we going to do? And you don't ever have to go to that point.
That's right.
If you know that God is your source.
He is our source.
And He is always ready. He's always on. All
That's
He's waiting for is for you and me to get in agreement with Him about
That's
what
the
Word says. And it'll come to pass.
We don't have a limited income when God is our source.
No, we don't.
You know, I think about this a lot, Gloria, whenever they talk about all of the foreclosures.
Yeah.
And if I understand this correctly, there has never been a time in our nation where there have been so many foreclosures. And people are struggling out there. There are people that don't realize that God is their source. And when, as this word said, Jesus is the source of our supply, the blessing of Abraham is the source of our supply, and the Word is the source of our supply.
That's right.
God has given us everything that we need in order to make it, and not just make it, but to thrive.
That's right.
In these times, not just survive.
He is our supply.
He is our supply. We've seen it over and over and over again. Let's look at some scripture.
Okay.
To begin with, we're going to look at the 23rd Psalm. Take a look at the 23rd Psalm. And Gloria, I'm going to have you in a moment read this from the Amplified Translation. But even after the broadcast today, if you go back and look at the 23rd Psalm, you will see that the Lord is our supply. He will provide for us. The Lord is our shepherd. And it says, let's look at verse 1. In the King James Version, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want."
Glory to God.
I love that.
I shall not.
I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, Gloria, in your Amplified Translation, in verse 1, read that to us and tell us what that says.
The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack.
See, isn't that good? The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not lack.
To feed me. Now, that's natural provision that we need.
Mm-hmm.
He is our shepherd to guide us. He is going to guide us and reveal the way that we need to go. And He's also going to shield us. He is our protection.
That's right.
So
that's powerful, isn't it?
That really is. It covers
I shall not lack. Glory to God.
That's good.
That's
Read that
excellent.
One more time, Gloria.
The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me.
Mm.
I shall not lack.
I shall not
That's excellent,
lack.
George. I like
he
that.
He is the source of our supply. Read verse 2. This is good.
He makes me lie down in fresh green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters.
Praise God.
So He directs our path. He
That's
tells
right.
us what to do.
That's right. Verse 3, go
he
ahead.
He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with Him. Not for my earning it, but for His name's sake.
Oh, that's good.
So it's not dependent on me,
that's
except
right.
I just have to receive it.
That's right.
Believe it. Receive it.
Take it.
Get a hold of that.
Oh, that's good.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read verse 4.
Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, it can get dark.
Mm-hmm.
I will fear or dread no evil, for You are with me. Your rod to protect, and Your staff to guide, they comfort me.
Oh, that's good.
Your rod and Your staff protect and guide me. Glory to God.
Even in the toughest of economic times,
yes, absolutely.
He will lead, guide, feed. We will not lack.
You know, when Ken and I started walking by faith, it was the toughest of economic times in our life.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any regular income.
Yep.
Ken was a student, a 30-year-old student at ORU. We had small children. We had debts, old debts from the old life, you know.
Right.
And we just, in the natural, you wouldn't be able to do it.
It looked impossible, didn't
it? But then at the same time, we began to hear about faith and how to take it by faith.
Right.
How faith works and how faith comes. We found out how faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we got busy. I mean, we were dependent. We were Word dependent. Because we had old bills to be paid, and we needed clothes, and we needed a decent car. And God started with us right there and took us through all these years of prospering us, increasing us, making it possible to be on television around the world.
Oh,
like,
my.
Like back there then, you know, to think about having a television bill that was $1 million or $2 million a month.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you just... You wouldn't meet, you know, you just think, well, how in the world could that be? But then we grew up on the Word.
Yeah.
And we grew with the Word. And the Word grew in us.
And the Word was your supply.
The Word was our supply.
It was your source.
I mean, we started out now in Tulsa when I was talking about we started.
Mm-hmm.
We had to believe for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a little rent house. We were paying $115 a month, and we got that together, a whole $115 a month. And we had to believe for groceries. And I'd pray in tongues when I went to the grocery store, because I had cash.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford the $3. I told you that the other day.
Yeah.
Return checks in those days, this was the dark ages, it was $3. And we could not afford to have to pay $3.
I think they're, are they 25 now?
Oh, it's something out of sight. And and so we were learning, we started out learning how to get our food.
Yeah.
And our rent
That's
paid.
A good, you know, that's a good way, I've heard Kenneth, to believe God for a pair of socks.
Yeah, start where you are.
Start right where you are. And that's what you did. You started right where you were.
I mean, there wasn't any choice. If we were going to exist, we were going to have to get it this way because there wasn't anything else out there in the natural.
Tell us, Gloria, you mentioned something to me yesterday after we finished taping. You talked to me about when Kenneth came home that day from ORU and he had become a partner
that's
with
right.
Oral Roberts.
He enrolled as a 30-year-old freshman, and he got he had the GI Bill, and so that paid his tuition and so on. And then, since Ken was a commercial pilot, and Brother Roberts had an airplane, and they needed a co-pilot, Ken got the job of flying co-pilot on Brother Roberts' airplane, which was just, you couldn't have pleased Ken any more than that, you know? And so Ken put him in the meetings, put him in those big crusades where they were having miracles and all kind of just stunning miracles where Brother Roberts, you know, was back in those days when he was having the tent crusades. He was in the last of the tent crusades.
Last of the tent crusades, yes.
And he was seeing just awesome things. Well, I was at home with the little children, you know, just trying to make it. And we had to believe God for groceries.
Yeah. The
and
whole thing. And he
pray.
Came home
I
one day,
in
though. And
in
you
the
were
store.
You were at a point where he came home one day and he became a partner.
Oh, yes, that's
with
right.
Oral
that's where
Roberts.
I was supposed to be going. He came in and it had been, I guess it was maybe the first big meeting he'd been to. And he said, Gloria, you know, Ken, he was always a giver even when he didn't have any money. He was excited to give. He said, we're partners. We're going to be partners with Oral Roberts. And I waited for the other shoe to drop. And he said, we're going to send him $20 a month. As I recall, it was $20.
Yeah.
I thought to myself,
where
would we ever get $20? And so that was his commitment. And that was we started out like that. And, of course, every month the Lord
provided
it. And we began to increase, you know. We became his partner. And he taught that.
Yes.
You know, that
seed
you'd
faith,
increase.
The miracle seed of faith, seed faith.
The miracle of seed faith. Now, Ken had heard all the sermons, and I hadn't, but anyway, I caught up with him. And that's where we started.
You said something so important right there, Gloria. You, the question that most people ask themselves is where?
Yeah. How?
Where is it going? How, where and how?
Yeah.
And the thing that we should be saying is who?
That's right.
Who?
Who?
It's going to come from Him.
That's the key. That's right.
That's the key. It's who. You know, there, you may be saying to yourself right now, where is it going to come from? How are we going to do it? Well, you just heard Gloria say that they became partners with Oral Roberts for $20 a month. And you...
That was a lot of money to us.
Sure, it was, when you didn't have anything. But it's not a question of where. It's a question of who. It's really a statement of who.
That's right.
He is our supply.
That's right.
He is our supply.
And Ken was hearing those great messages of Brother, you know, Brother Roberts. He was a powerful preacher.
And he was getting built up in his faith.
And he was preaching on seed faith in the meetings.
You had to catch up with
him. Making partners. And I didn't hear all those great sermons.
Yeah, you had to get your faith
up
there.
But I got in here.
Aren't you glad you did that?
And I agreed, you know, and But I didn't have too much faith about it because I hadn't heard any word. But sure enough, we noticed people began to send us $20. People began to send us money, you know, from here and there.
And you learned very early on that God was your source.
We did. I'm glad we started out with nothing, because if we'd have had something, I wouldn't have become as, we wouldn't have been as dependent.
You had to really press
to believe
didn't
God.
You? You had
to
press
did.
In
we had to
into the
God.
Word. Gloria, read, we've just got a few minutes left. Let's finish out on Psalm 23. Read to us verse 5 from the Amplified.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup. My brimming cup runs over.
My brimming cup runs over.
In the presence of my enemies. So that's when things are going bad.
Yes, that's it.
I mean, you're surrounded by your enemies, and He makes your cup run over. So you could be surrounded by depression or lack or be out of a job or sickness, disease. That doesn't matter with the Lord.
Wow.
He can make it run over.
Read verse 6 to us.
Surely and only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely this will happen.
Praise God.
And through the length of my days, house of the Lord and His presence shall be my dwelling place.
Praise God. Let me pray for them right
now. Okay, do it.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
I pray for everyone that is watching. If you're going through a difficult time financially,
yes, Father,
the question is not where it's going to come from.
Right.
The statement is that God is your source
is
of supply. The Word of God is your source of supply.
Thank
Jesus is our source.
Yes.
Jesus is your man.
Amen.
And Father, we receive right now every bill paid, every need
every
met, every debt wiped out,
every
even in the midst of these economic times. I thank you that for those that are in the household of faith, this is the best of times.
This is the best.
And you are turning it around right now, Father.
In Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, we command
money
to your house.
Cometh now.
Now you get in agreement with us.
You don't just
say, oh, that doesn't work. Well, it won't work for you, but if you'll take it, it'll work.
It'll work.
George, and I'll be right back.
As we're faithful to walk with the Lord and honor the Lord in our tithes and offerings, you know, the Bible says in Malachi 3 that God will rebuke the devourer. So regardless of what's going on in this, you know, in this economy, we put our trust, our confidence, our faith in God and continue to be faithful in tithes and offerings and sow our seeds. God will honor us and take care of us, so there's no need to fear.
God is my source because He's the air I breathe. You know, and that's not just a cliche. It's literal in our lives.
God wants believers to be rich, healthy, thriving, and at peace. Prosperity is God's will for anyone who's willing to take Him at His word. Unfortunately, too many believers live in lack. They limit God to what the world says is true rather than believing God's promises. The Laws of Prosperity package is a key foundational teaching by Kenneth Copeland. This book and CD package is designed to transform your world into the reality of always having more than enough. The Laws of Prosperity provides the keys to discover your personal plan for success and confirms that God's will is abundance. You can have more than enough resources to meet every need, pay every bill, and realize your destiny. The Laws of Prosperity provide step-by-step instructions to establish the right mindset to overcome any spiritual, mental, or physical obstacle. The purpose of prosperity is to be rich in good works, share the gospel, and distribute resources to the world. Discover your place of increase. today. Order the Laws of Prosperity package for just $20 and enjoy a 40% savings. Take hold of the promises of God concerning prosperity and walk in His abundance every day. For an additional discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Order the Laws of Prosperity package today.
Our offer this week is The Laws of Prosperity by Kenneth Copeland, the 6-CD series, and the book on the Laws of Prosperity. These things are what brought us out of poverty. These are the things that helped us to get going, to eventually get a home paid for, to eventually do all the international ministry that we are called to do. We started out with just an offering to Brother Roberts of $10 a month.
$10.
I think we said 20 earlier, but we were corrected. It was $10. And so this is very, very vital information.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, this is the Word of God about your prosperity. Now, if you don't care enough about prospering to get the CDs and listen to it and read the book, then you just do the best you can do. But I'm telling you, this works. We've been doing this for so many years, and everything God's told us to do, we've been enabled to do without debt, glory to God, because we know this right here. And I want to encourage you to get it. God is our source, and He wants us to prosper.
Yes.
So this is 6 CDs and a book free. So the CDs come, then you get this free book. So we want to encourage you to do it. And when you get it, don't just set it aside. I mean, this will change your life.
Yes,
it's the
will.
Word of
You're
God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
You're so right.
Glory to God. We honor all the men and women that have given their lives around the world and have served for us. And we remember them
Absolutely.
Today. And we thank you, every one of you that have fought for the nation and stood for the nation and even prayed for the nation.
You know
Glory
something,
to
Laura?
God.
I've been watching, and I know Kenneth does this too, but we watch documentaries about
yes.
World War II and all of that. And I was watching one about D-Day. And those men that went on that beach into the face
right
of the
into
enemy.
Into fire.
And what a sacrifice that was made.
And
that
how
just
bold and strong and what courage there was.
And we just so appreciate
yes,
all
do.
Of those that have given their lives. I
and
know that there are many
are still
that have,
giving
they're
their
still
lives.
Giving their lives. We're so thankful for them. Praise
Thank you
God
very
for that.
Much for oh. all you do for us.
Wow. Wow.
We appreciate it. George and I'll be back tomorrow for day 7.
Day 7 is the 100-fold return.
Oh, you don't want to miss that.
Oh, that's
Glory
good.
Glory to God. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today is Memorial Day in the United States of America, a day of remembrance for the veterans who fought to protect our freedoms and liberties. We appreciate them and all who continue to serve our nation today. God bless America. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries Prayer Line today. We're here for you to equip, encourage, and empower you with the Word of God. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.